AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is convention week for the Democrats. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making their way to Chicago by way of Pennsylvania. ABC News political director Rick Klein saying President Biden, who stepped aside for Kamala Harris's campaign, will be delivering the keynote speech tonight.
Joe Biden is yesterday's news for this party right now, and it's not a mistake that he's being given a prime speaking spot on Monday. Then he goes off on vacation in California. We're going to see Vice President Harris make some appearances throughout the week, including, we're told, during President Biden's speech.
There have been protests in Chicago and more expected throughout the week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting for about 2.5 hours this morning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting the recent incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the countries. And severe flooding in Connecticut overnight and over the weekend. It's not, however, related to Hurricane Ernesto out in the Atlantic and headed further northward. This is ABC News. Railroads that can carry millions of tons of freight between the U.S. and Canada could screech to a halt later this week. Workers at the two biggest Canadian railways are threatening a strike. Suddenly slipping under the water off Sicily, a boat being described as a super yacht. ABC's Tom Rivers.
The vessel went down in bad weather. 15 people were rescued from the 160-foot yacht, but seven others are listed as unaccounted for. A helicopter and rescue boats from the Coast Guard remain at the scene searching. Divers have located the wreck at a depth of 163 feet. The boat was flying a British flag and had mostly British passengers on board, but also other nationalities. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And some Pokemon bandits on the prowl in Texas. The thieves trying to grab them all smashed their way into a shop and swiped a bunch of rare Pokemon cards worth about $2,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence of Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. It makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival of Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Another fantastic morning.
It's beautiful out there.
I just want everybody to understand that this is what... a post-COVID hallucination sounds like.
You are kind of still levitating over there.
Hallucination? Is Gordy turning into a big blob, like a lava lamp?
He's been mad a while.
I see you on camera over here. That? Look at that. Mm. And we can reach across the camera thing.
We can.
But you look awfully pale there.
I still do. Even with sunlight streaming in.
Yeah, no, I think that's the way you're looking. You have a ghostly appearance, almost vampire-like.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's 63 degrees now, highs in the mid-70s today. Very pleasant weather for this Monday. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in a little while. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Got some Noah's Ark tickets to give away. Should we open up the text line, Sam? All right, giving me the big thumbs up. So if you'd like a pair of tickets to Noah's Ark, text the word ARK to us here at 608-879-8255. ARK, A-R-K, okay? Just text that into us. At 608-879-8255, or use your Civic Media app. It's free to get a download, and you can just text us right on the app anytime. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's have our first report from the DNC.
Yes, we do.
We've got Terry Bell on the line. Terry, welcome.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Doing okay. So you are in Chicago. You are right there at the DNC. Kind of set the stage for us for today.
Absolutely. About just a 15-minute walk away from the United Center. We'll head over there in a bit. But it's going to be a pretty big week, not only in Chicago, but in Wisconsin, too. Both the presidential campaigns will be appearing in Milwaukee tomorrow. And down here in Chicago, much of the talk has been about protests that are happening, mainly around the issue of U.S. policy in Palestine. And the protests, it's people are anticipating potentially messy conflicts.
Mm-hmm. And so... I mean, do they have any kind of crowd estimate on the protests, what they're expecting or what they're bracing for there, as far as the size of the crowd?
Not sure. These things are really hard to gauge. I do know that about 100 or so people from Wisconsin plan to come down to be a part of it. But my goodness, I mean, I mean, easily in the thousands, I would guess.
Yeah.
If last spring was any indication, and I was down here, I was part of a press briefing, walkthrough, kind of a get a sense of the lay of the land down here, and protesters got wind of it, showed up, and it was incredibly intense, and I never experienced anything quite like that, and I expect that just to be a sampling of what potentially could happen down here.
Do you have a timetable on that? Did they know when these protests will start this morning?
They expect to be starting about as early as today and typically about the middle of the day.
Okay.
So can you give us a sense of, I guess you went down there over the weekend. Have you seen, I mean, is the security as tight as your as Milwaukee or tighter? Did it take you a while to get credentials and get to your hotel room?
The credential process went pretty smoothly. That happened quite a ways away from the United Center. And I've been pretty much, I got in yesterday afternoon, have not really been over to the United Center yet, so I don't have a sense of what the security situation is. I imagine things are the area is pretty secure. I don't anticipate anything that would strike me as unusual. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'll see once I get there.
And then for tonight, I know each one of these nights has a theme, right? So tonight, Joe Biden will be there, President Biden will be there as well, and Kamala Harris, and who else is going to be on stage?
Well, the president for sure will be on the stage tonight. I think Kamala Harris typically would not address the crowd until Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
That's usually when the nominee speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a headliner every night. Tonight it's President Biden, and it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. He's addressed the issue once already, but I'm sure he'll have more to say about his decision to get out of the reelection race and talk about his support for Kamala Harris. Tomorrow night, Barack Obama. Wednesday night, Tim Walz, and of course, then Thursday night, the headliner is Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear Hillary Clinton is also, I think, scheduled for tonight, although I can't be sure on that. But
well,
I
thought one of the nights, and I understand Michelle Obama will speak one of the nights as well.
Okay.
I thought it was like Joe and Jill will be speaking later on tonight.
Okay.
Both of them.
Well, we'll have to get into the civic media coverage. You are there as well as Catherine Lake and civic media anchors from across the state are there. Coverage all week long. And then tell us a little bit about that. Will you be doing a review of the day in early this evening and during the evening hours?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we have a lot of our talk show hosts broadcasting live. Earl Ingram, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn, the Devil's mm-hmm. Advocates at 6 o'clock each night. I'll co-anchor a recap of the day. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to be airing the primetime speeches from 7 to 10.
All right.
Good deal, Terry. Well, thank you for checking in, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Very good. That's Terry Bell, our news director from Civic Media. On site there at the DNC in Chicago.
All right. Well, it's
time to move on, eh?
Yeah, I think so. Did we get a contest winner or anything like that? Still, no, we're gonna still taking
that's
calls.
The magic of having the computers do it is that it goes the whole hour. You have until 8 o'clock to
yes.
enter the contest. Right.
You can text in the word ARC, and you could be a winner of Noah's Ark tickets, and we'll notify you if you are the winner after the show. We'll get in touch with you, but you can text the word ARC to 608-879-8255, and you could be a winner of a pair of tickets to Noah's Ark.
All right, now let's get to the white people's tacos.
White people's
this
tacos.
This is a huge story, gigantic story. Tim Walz made a joke about white people tacos.
This is the big story?
And the right wing is treating it like Watergate.
You're kidding.
Total desperation. They really have to talk about this. Here's Cut 105. This is Tim Walz.
I have white guy tacos and
what does
like
that
black
mean? Like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's
and
okay. Yeah. Do you put any flavor in it?
No. Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
So that's Tim Walz and Kamala Harris discussing tacos?
Yes.
Have you ever heard the song White People Taco Night?
No, let's hear it.
White people taco night. We're getting taco shells from the grocery store and ground beef from the grocery store and shredded cheese from the grocery store and Ortega sauce from the grocery store.
Pretty spicy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny because actual tacos, if you go to Mexico, are nothing like the tacos we eat here.
No.
That song reminds me, tomorrow, Art Paul Schlosser will be our guest in studio with his special renditions. Oh, I think he's working on a John and Gordy song.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, thanks for planting that seed of thought.
Okay. Well, that song made me think of him somehow, but okay.
Okay, so any Walz joke about spice food made, get this, Ben Shapiro, everybody's familiar with that idiot. He got so mad that he admitted that colonialism existed and was about the exploitation of resources. That's how serious he took this. He said, see, folks, it's funny that white people hate spices. Not racist at all, just funny.
Okay.
So somehow he's finding this joke about not being very spicy, a rip on white people.
Okay.
A racist rip on white people. You can't make this stuff up.
It's crazy.
Oh, did Shapiro come out of, anybody get the Better Homes and Gardens? You ever get a cookbook, Better Homes and Garden?
I stopped my subscription to it because it's just too much.
I know all these beautiful homes. I know it's a magazine, but they have a cookbook, and they've been putting it out since 1924, I believe.
Okay.
And if you've ever, and I've used it,
100
if you've ever used any recipes out of it, the most intense spices, probably pepper.
A lot of pepper.
And if it does have any spices in any of the recipes, it's so small and minute, how the heck can you taste any of that stuff? You really can't.
No, you can't.
I mean, you know, like German food in the area, right? Salty, not spicy. There aren't a lot of spicy foods out there.
True.
Okay.
True enough.
So anyway, that brings it all down to the white people's tacos. Tim Walz, by the way, Tim Walz won a dish for a recipe. You know how celebrities offer up their recipes?
Yes.
And they get a dish awarded?
Right.
Well, he had a dish, and this was awarded the Tim Walz Turkey Taco Hot Dish Recipe.
Mm.
And it is no spices.
But just turkey.
But it's a hot dish. And people thought, it's a hot dish. Come on, it's spicy. No. Yeah. Hot dish means temperature.
Okay.
It's a temperature.
Just hot. Yeah, okay.
So hot usually means overly heated, not spicy.
Mm-hmm.
At least in white guy world. Oh, that was racist. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. White bread. You know, when I was a kid, we had white bread and milk.
That was it.
And we'd sprinkle sugar on top of it. So that was my intense introduction to spice.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
We had cinnamon toast, and that was about
it. White People Taco Night song. Good song.
It is. 18 minutes past the hour. Coming up, we'll get a weather check from Brittany Merlot. Also, former Mayor Paul Soglin will be joining us in our 7:30 hour to talk about the political scene and what's going on with the DNC in Chicago. And flashing back to 1968 with us, too. 7:19. More of the John and Gordy Show on WMDX right around the corner.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Burlo has has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show. Back together again and getting the reports from the DNC in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be getting more reports as the day rolls along.
That's right. We're going to talk to Catherine Lake in just a few minutes. And also Paul Soglin in the studio, former mayor of Madison. He'll give us some idea about how this DNC compares with perhaps the DNC from 1968 that also happened in Chicago. 21 minutes past the hour, Brittany Merlot is with us this morning, our civic media meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. How are you doing? Got a great sunshine look here out right outside our studios, looking over State Street. Bright, beautiful sunshine here. How is it in Wausau?
Same thing. Gorgeous morning. Not a cloud in the sky, actually. Yeah. So we've got an amazing day ahead of us, honestly. High pressure settling in. The only bad thing is
what?
Those allergies. Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these have been kicking in, right?
Yeah, they're really bad today, too. All across the state, they're at high. They've usually been at, like, medium high. That's how they've been sitting there the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Then yesterday and today, they just went, boop, spiked way up there. So, yuck.
Any particular allergy, any particular pollen that's high, or are they all high at this point?
Ragweed, which is kind of early for
man.
This. Yeah, the ragweed is real, real bad right now.
That's awful. So did you go camping this weekend or go do any traveling? It seems like every weekend you take off in a different direction.
I have to. You bet. I was going to stay calm this weekend and just lay low, and I couldn't do it. I could not. Yeah. I went out and I went stand-up paddle boarding on Lake Dubay, which is
that?
Between Wausau and Stevens Point. It's really nice. A lot of people are out there boating, stand-up paddle boarding, kayaking, and there's definitely little pubs all along the area.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Did you enjoy some of those along the way? Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Wisconsin had such awesome little places. So it's nice to explore.
Yeah. Yep. It does. It does.
So how's weather shaping up the rest of this week?
Fantastic. High pressure moving in. It's going to be building in the heat, too. So we're going to be soaring to near 90 degrees coming this weekend.
God. What?
Yeah.
Right.
Humidity, those dew points, John.
Oh, that's
John.
Right. I can't take those dew points at all. God, thanks for reminding me.
All right, Brittany. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk with you. We'll check in with you again tomorrow morning, and we appreciate.
By the way,
who
the hell goes with you on these adventures of yours?
Well, anyone I can find. I actually drug a reporter from Wisconsin Rapids went with me yesterday on this adventure for her first time.
Wow.
She did it.
All right.
Yeah. Good for you.
So you guys are coming next time. This is who I drag with me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you got that. Sure.
Good deal.
Sure. All right. You're like, bye.
Okay. See you
very
later,
good. Thank
Brittany.
You, Brittany. That's Brittany right. Merlot, and she's our civic media meteorologist. Okay. Time to move on here. 23 minutes past the hour. And,
so let's go get a little under the radar stuff here.
Oh, okay.
You know, just kind of creeping up on us.
Yeah, one of the stories. You know,
on the radar.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, something's
something's
approaching slowly.
Okay.
All right.
What is this story
that's
under the radar?
I promised this earlier. It's called gibberish.
Gibberish.
The headline in Raw Story said, how Trump's new gibberish speeches are alienated swing voters. Mm-hmm. So the thing now, the word, the catchword is gibberish. His gibberish speech at the RNC, at the National Association of Black Journalists, at Mar-a-Lago, North Carolina, and New Jersey, all of them, according to Raw Story, featured gibberish so acute that he may as well have been speaking a foreign language. And in fact, even Charlie Sykes used the word gibberish. Here, this is cut 100.
Okay.
Charlie Sykes.
First of all, that was not really a press conference. It was this rambling stream of grievances, insults, fabrications, and gibberish, which we've now gotten for pretty much the last 3 weeks.
There you go. Now, the best example of gibberish, are you ready for this? Trump claimed that Kamala passed a California policy allowing people to rob stores. Let's go to cut 102. Try to follow the logic on this.
Okay. They had a recent article, and I didn't know this, but you're allowed to rob a store as long as it's not more than $950. Has everyone ever heard of that?
No.
You can rob a store, and you have thieves going into stores with calculators calculating how much it is.
No.
Because if it's less than $950, they can rob it and not get charged. That was her that did that.
No. No, she didn't do it.
She had nothing to do with that.
She really didn't have anything to do with laws passed or propositions as they have in California. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Daniel Dale from CNN, the fact checker himself. He took a look at this at cut 103.
He claimed that California allows people to rob stores as long as the thieves take under $950. And he said that Vice President Harris is the one who did that. Both parts of that claim are totally false. First of all, shoplifting continues to be illegal in California at any amount. What actually happened was that in 2014, there was a referendum, a proposition on the ballot passed by California voters that made it a misdemeanor rather than a felony to steal under $950 worth of goods. But it's still illegal. It's still punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Now, as for the claim that Vice President Harris was the one who did that, in fact, she did not do it. She was Attorney General, and as Attorney General, she said it would be inappropriate for her to even take a public position on this initiative, so she stayed neutral on the matter.
Okay.
Just even suggesting that robbing a store under $950 was legal, somehow you could get away with it, and they bring in calculators to make sure that they're just taking just enough.
Just that much? Yeah, just that amount. That's crazy talk again. Gibberish.
It's called gibberish.
It's nuts. It's just off the wall.
I like the word gibberish. I think it fits perfectly with this guy.
Well, he can't help himself. There's no filter anymore.
There isn't.
Nothing.
There isn't.
Nothing is off the table. It's all just coming out there. Just a stream of consciousness of the gibberish with a capital G.
Gibberish.
Okay.
All right. Can we play that White Taco song again? It's cut one way. Wait, I put one together.
Oh, you did?
104.
Right?
Yeah, it's just
okay.
It's just a highlight.
Let's hear it.
It's a chorus.
Okay.
We love you, tacos. White people taco night. White people taco night.
This is very racist.
It's not limited to only white people.
I'm
white
so offended.
Who is this?
This is just some YouTuber who made this song.
Okay.
Many white people think white people invented tacos.
Oh, boy. Making me hungry now.
Oh, man, I know. Well, I can't wait to have my white taco.
A little bit later on. You're going to have to wait, okay? Wait till dinner time. It is 7:28. Hey, you can still text in to try to win those Noah's Ark tickets. Just text the word ARK to 608-879-8255. We'll enter you into the contest. It's a pair of tickets to Noah's Ark up in Wisconsin Dells. 608-879-8255. Coming up, we've got former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin joining us. And also, we'll be checking in with Catherine Lake in just a little while from the DNC in Chicago with her report. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Technology we're using on today's farms fascinating to non-farm attendees at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. What technology are they focused in on? Those details on the way.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Abir Saha is the museum curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. He says they're focused in on agriculture, and he says what farmers think are common everyday technologies are really important for their agriculture storytelling.
I've been looking at the history of the center pivot, which really revolutionized how irrigation was done on fields around the world. And if you look at a center pivot, it's responsible for why so many fields now are circular. When you look at them from an aircraft, you'll see these circular fields because center pivot irrigation moves that water in a circular radius around the farm. And so it's a kind of invention which has really not just changed farming, but it's changed the landscape and geography of what the earth looks like.
Abir Saha, he is the museum curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. That is a facility that gets about 1.2 million visitors annually.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corntraits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And although the Packers may not have been real impressive in their game against Denver last night, the Wisconsin FFA Foundation wants to invite all Packer fans to join them for a special watch party Friday, September 6th, as the Packers play in Brazil. The watch party is going to be held just outside the Titletown District. Cost is $100 per adult and will include all kinds of entertainment as well as food. Take a look at details, WIFFAFoundation.org, and get your tickets today, WIFFAFoundation.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Party!
Young!
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you. Thank you. They're counting on us?
They are, I all guess. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Mad Radio, 92.7, WMDX, 1580 on your AM radio dial. John and Gordy, and we welcome in former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Good morning.
Morning.
Paul, good to have you here. We'll get to Paul in just a moment here. I want to mention that the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. It is 7:35 and 62 degrees. Highs today in the mid-70s. A beautiful day in Madison. And just before we came back on the air, we were talking with Paul Soglin a little bit about...
reminiscing, actually.
Yeah, about 1968. And, you know, here we go again with with Chicago hosting the DNC all this week. But you were at the DNC in 1968 in Chicago, and tell us how you went there and who you were with.
Yeah, your journey sounded like an interesting one. Yeah.
Well, the week before was the National Student Association convention at Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas. So Mike Rossman, who was a little bit older activist from Berkeley, California, wrote the book The Wedding Within the War. He and I and two other people piled into his car.
How old were you at the time?
23.
Okay.
We piled into his car, and we drove all night from Manhattan, Kansas, to Chicago. Arrived near Lincoln Park. Tom Hayden had been in Manhattan a few days earlier, and we'd all kind of talk there. So we headed to Lincoln Park, and I was with Rossman, and he says hello to this big guy standing on the corner, which is Jerry Rubin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with Rubin was Julie Maynard, a Madisonian. Julie was very active in the draft resistant union, and as it was to be revealed about 5 years later, she was a spy for the FBI.
Wow.
And the Madison
Wow.
Police Department. And she used to sit in on meetings between defendants and their attorneys, which is totally illegal, and report everything mm-hmm. to the feds. Mm-hmm. She also got close to John Lennon as part of the government's effort to keep Lennon, Nixon administration's effort to keep John Lennon out of the country. Mm-hmm. But in any case, we worked our way up to Lincoln Park, spent a couple hours there. I caught a train and headed to my parents' home, had dinner, came back that night to Lincoln Park, mm-hmm. was there for about 3-4 hours. Decided when I got home that night that things were not going to end well. Mm-hmm. And
the next day?
The next day they did not end well.
No, no. Yeah.
Now, just to set the stage, the 1968, the Vietnam War is raging. 25,000 had died at that point. 25,000 American soldiers had died at that point. LBJ earlier in the year had pulled out and said he was not running again for re-election. Martin Luther King gets assassinated. Bobby Kennedy, a couple of months later, who had announced that he was then running yeah. and was against the war. So there was a split in the Democratic Party between Humphrey, who had inherited, you know, because he was vice president, he was running for president. All these things were in place. And Mayor Daley was cracking down and saying, if anybody, you know, we're not going to have any trouble in Chicago. I mean, you know, shoot first and ask questions later. And we're going to keep the, you know, we're going to keep those protesters away from the convention. So all of this was in the mix.
we flash forward to this year's DNC, where President Biden has stepped aside and Kamala Harris is running, and there are talk about protests and all of this. So how do you, what's your perspective on this?
There's a couple of differences.
Okay.
First of all, in 68, those in control of the Democratic Party, Lyndon Johnson and the Warriors, maintained control. And so that is one significant difference. In this case today, those who in effect rebelled against Joe Biden continuing with another 4 years have prevailed. And so I think that's a significant difference. So internally within the Democratic Party, the dynamics are much different. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the protests and the response to the protests, I don't know what will happen this week. But certainly both the protesters and law enforcement, both are better organized. In fact, one of the themes of the convention in 68 was it was chaos, everyone for themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are no leaders. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was about 18 at that time, making posters, you know, Bob Dylan-ish posters. And I remember that the villain, the real villain for most people, or at least the protest, was Lyndon Johnson. And now, after all of these years, after all these decades, when I'm looking back on it now, I want to get your impressions of Lyndon Johnson, the guy that was, you know, pretty much the bad guy at the time.
Johnson, Hubert Humphrey, the mainstream of the Democratic Party, was still rabid anti-communist, and that clouded everything they did, especially buying into the notion of the domino theory that if Vietnam falls, all of Southeast Asia falls to communism.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is, we have since Bobby Kennedy had been assassinated, Eugene McCarthy, who had been against the war and was running, yeah, also, he was trying to, you know, become president and get, you know, get the candidacy, and Mayor Daley was trying to keep order in his in his way, which it all blew up.
Well, I think that there's also the threat of incredible anger,
yeah,
not only because of the war, but because the people we identified as the responsible older folks, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Bobby, yeah, Kennedy, had been taken from us.
Right.
And it was an incredible blow watching those two assassinations, which, you know, were already compounded by the assassination of JFK, yeah, and Malcolm X. And so I think there's the feeling was they'll stop at nothing to stop us and our alternative view of America and where we should be going. And that really fueled the anger over the war. But I think that the essence of it is that Johnson and a majority of the Democrats were way behind the American people in understanding the failure of the,
yeah,
war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At 7:43, we're talking with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin about 1968, and now let's look ahead to this year's DNC. How are you seeing this? This is basically a coronation of Kamala Harris and saying thank you to Joe Biden for his service to the country and his presidency. How do you see things this week?
And that's a dynamic that was just unthinkable in 68.
Right.
Namely that you would have a unified party in regards to both saying farewell to a beloved president and then welcoming a candidate who represented dynamic change in the future. Because Hubert Humphrey represented more of the same, whereas hopefully President Harris is going to take a next generation of what do I want to say of a direction, new direction for this country. The threat in terms of Republicans,
yeah,
is kind of interesting because we felt that the country was on the verge of ending if Richard Nixon got elected, which we managed to survive because of his own criminality. But then, again, nobody could imagine someone as horrendous as Donald Trump. And so there's that threat is still there.
The endless amount of gibberish, as we were mentioning earlier.
It's incredible how he fails to put three or four words together.
Or thoughts, for that matter.
Right. Yeah. So as we look ahead to the next few days here, I mean, there's been the Democratic Party is energized now with this in the last 4 or 5 weeks since Biden stepped aside and handed the candidacy over to Kamala Harris. How does this how can they keep the momentum going all the way through the next 2.5-3 months?
Well, I think it really is dependent on two factors. One has to deal with how the convention survives the demonstrations, that the demonstrations do not overshadow the party's message. And then the second is simply staying focused with the momentum that she's created. I think we have to go back to some of the erroneous criticisms of AOC and Bernie Sanders in terms of what forced Biden out. Their criticism was that the big money pulled out, big money controlled the outcome. But underlying all of that, the reason the big money pulled out from supporting Biden was because of the lethargy, because of the doldrums that was pervaded the Democratic Party base, the lack of excitement about Biden's candidacy. And there's just no question, as the polls have shown and if people have engaged in conversation with their friends, Kamala Harris's candidacy has just completely changed the dynamic. I mean, look at Donald Trump's response. He feels cheated. The Democrats switched to a better candidate, and now there's a better possibility he's going to lose. And he's crying foul.
Right. Calling it unconstitutional.
Right.
Wherever it is in the Constitution that says anything like that. Just an amazing thing.
But that momentum has to be continued. And that's the key.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, thanks for visiting with us and giving your perspective. Always interesting to hear your thoughts about that time. By the way, going back to 1968, so were you in... you were in the mix when all of the violence broke out in Lincoln Park and Grant Park?
There was, the night I was at Lincoln Park, there was a bit of conflict, but nothing compared to what happened the following night in Grant Park.
Grant Park. Well, again, thanks, Paul, for being with us, and we hope to visit with you again before Election Day.
Yep.
7:48, we will continue with more. We're going to check in with Catherine Lake, who is on site in Chicago at the DNC. That's coming up. And again, still a chance to win those tickets from Noah's Ark, a pair of tickets. You can text in the word ARK to 608-879-8255. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show for this Monday on WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Okay.
What do we got going here?
WMDX, 92.7 and 1580 AM. Interesting, fun music.
I had to pick something real quick, John.
Yeah, everything's bright and beautiful in our world. Sunshine, highs today in the mid-70s. It's a gorgeous day
must
here.
Must be fun down there in Chicago.
Yeah, wonder what it's like. Catherine Lake is there in Chicago this morning, reporting on the DNC for us. And good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I heard you talking with... who's our news director? Terry Bell already this morning. Yes. Made me laugh because you were asking him questions like I know you're going to ask me, because both of us are still sitting in our Airbnbs waiting to go. So we don't know Jack yet.
So you really haven't been in the mix yet.
No, we didn't even have to pick up our credentials, which are piling around my neck now. I have three of them so far. We didn't even have to go get them. We met up with our crew last night for dinner at up north here in Chicago, in close to my hood. It was only a 15-minute drive to the restaurant. But so we all met and we're all really excited for these 12-hour days and getting into the mix. But we haven't started yet. We got to get down there.
So
I will go down early tomorrow and I'll call you from downtown tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So everything's happening at the United Center, and is that where you will be located, or is there an adjacent building? Okay.
No, we'll be in the United Center Arena. They have really cordoned it off, from what I understand. Not as big as the RNC, I don't think. They haven't included restaurants that aren't getting any business or a lot of parking lots either. They really made it small, and they said, if you want to come down and park, here's a list of garages that will be too full for you. So I'm going to train down there myself. But what I'm really excited about, I brought my fancy camera. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I still have my cell phone, which takes pretty good pictures and gets some video and stuff. But there are going to be protests. And not like 68, they say, but they are also threatening. There is a group that calls themselves, you've probably already heard of them, the Behind Enemy Lines.
Right.
I think ABC did something on them not too long ago. And they're saying, quote, recently, make bruises from Chicago police batons the 2024 back to school fall fashion.
Wow. Okay. Really?
They really want to mix it up with Chicago PD. I don't think they've met Chicago PD if they think that's a good idea.
Right.
Oh. Fearless. Absolutely fearless.
Well, the good news is the police have already responded too and said, listen, A, we're ready, and B, we're going to try and de-escalate. They've been going through all kinds of de-escalation training here in Chicago because they don't want to have violence. Nobody wants violence, for goodness sakes. Protest. Tell us what your thoughts are. You don't need to mix it up.
And do they have certain areas only where the protests can take place? I mean, are there secure areas that they can gather? And how far away is that from the actual site of the convention?
Interestingly, I was looking at a map where they said they were going to allow a bunch of protesters to come right near the United Center. And it's in a park just north called Park Number 578.
Oh, that's a lovely area. I've been there many times.
Nice? Yes.
578. It doesn't compare to 579.
That. No, the
579's a little better.
Family
little
like 79
has, of course, the water feature, but 78 is dry.
578. It's good. Yeah.
So,
that's good.
But yeah, it's not far. So hopefully they'll use that space to gather, and I'll go there and get a few shots for you guys.
Great.
Okay.
Not shots, pictures.
okay.
And yeah, so that's happening. And the speakers, I can't wait. Joe Biden is speaking tonight. I believe Hillary Clinton is also still scheduled for tonight. Mm-hmm. Former President Obama tomorrow, Wednesday, Bill Clinton, which I really want to see if I can. And Tim Walz, of course, Wednesday, as per custom. And then Thursday, of course, Kamala, Kamala. She will do her thing on Thursday. I can't say her name without thinking of Camelot. I can't.
Yeah.
And we have our civic media crew there, you, Terry Bell, and other of our civic media hosts on hand that will be doing reports during their shows and then a wrap-up at the end of the day, right?
You bet. Earl is here, Todd Albaugh, Maggie, all the greats. I saw the Devils last night briefly. I saw Mike Crude anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be quite a show. Maggie's asleep in the room next door. I got to keep it down.
Okay.
Getting her strength.
All right.
Well, it sounds like maybe all of you can get together and have a white guy taco night.
Oh, I wanted to have one of those. No spice.
No spice.
No spice at all. Very good. Very good. Well, excellent, Catherine. Keep us posted. And send some pictures. We'd love to see what things look like in the convention hall and around the area there. And
I will. And keep them up on Facebook. Maybe Sam can post them on Facebook, your Facebook page.
Sounds all right. Good.
Yeah, we can try
Sam,
that.
You on that?
I'm on it.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal. All right, Catherine, thank you very much. We appreciate that report. We'll talk to you again through the week as the DNC continues from Chicago. Catherine
right.
Lake.
Welcome back, John. Welcome back, John.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Very good. That's Catherine Lake. And, boy, we'll keep you posted throughout all the activities at the DNC all week long.
All week long.
That's it. And Paul Soglin, we want to thank him for stopping by as well. What do we have on tap for tomorrow there, Sam? Do we have Art Paul all lined up?
We do indeed.
I know he's been working on a new John and Gordy song. So
better than the, or not better than, but more specific than his general song that he writes for everybody that he did last time he was here.
I don't know. We'll all find out together what he has planned. And, of course, we'll have more Dell's tickets to give away here over the next several days.
Well, you know, the theme that we wanted to have at this show was State Street.
Yeah,
the song, the song that they wrote. I'm not sure whether Chris Kammer or Art Paul or both of them had a hand in tooling up that song, but it's a great song.
Do we have that one standing by there? This one. Yeah, this is Art Paul.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees from a hive. State Street, I really want to go there. Lots of happy people and a guy in underwear. State Street.
There you go. Street. So we'll see what magic he has for us tomorrow.
You just never know with Art Paul. So we'll be welcoming him into the studio. I want to check a last-minute text we got in here from Doug. I think Doug is in Milwaukee now. Yeah, it says there, in honor of Tim Walz's award-winning tater tot casserole, when will the John and Gordy show have its casserole contest?
Oh, well, you know, perfect.
I don't know about it. Did he win a tater tot contest or something?
I think at least he won his recipe to be included.
I can't.
But yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
You know, I love
Doug. We should have a casserole contest.
I like it, and I love tater tots. That's let me just say
it's
right there.
Pretty adventurous.
I know. That's going to do it for this Monday edition of the John and Gordy Show. We thank you for joining us again tomorrow morning. Art Paul Schlosser, more tickets from the Dells. That'll do it for us for this Monday. We hope you have a wonderful day. So long.
See you later.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Luff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.